Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
What is up and a happy Wednesday morning to you. I want to welcome you to another edition of Chair Shot Radio. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me all over your social media at Chair Shot Greg. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram. Again, at Chair Shot Greg for me, Greg DeMarco.
And I love you, Greg.
Now, this edition of Chair Shot Radio is going to be a lot of fun, but before we get to that, I want to tell you a few things. First of all, Chair Shot Radio is, of course, if you didn't know, is of course part of the ChairShot Radio Network, streaming on iHeartMedia, on Google Play, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and so many more. Even YouTube for some of the episodes. Do us a favor, however you listen to the show, go ahead and like, subscribe, and leave us that 5-star review. That really is one of the best ways you can support us, all the efforts that we do here at Chair Shot Radio. And of course, it is part of thechairshot.com. You can find all of your wrestling reviews, opinions, and analysis at thechairshot.com. But we've evolved, and we're not just a wrestling website anymore. We're talking about NFL football, talking about all forms of entertainment, pop culture. Thechairshot.com and Chair Shot Radio, the Chair Shot Radio Network, is sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment.
Take the fish.
Now, I'm playing some sound bites, as you know, and we're going to see which ones actually make the list for the rest of the show.
You just made the list!
But we'll see exactly what we're doing. If you've seen the description, you might be a little bit clued in on what's about to happen, but we're going to have some fun today, and something that I want to do as we continue to move forward. Quick shout-out to myself on social media at ChairShotGreg. I talked about, released a video on Tuesday with an update on my health situation, everything that's going on with the chronic myeloid leukemia, the job situation, and you know, I am down 5 more pounds. I've lost a total of 80 pounds, so the fitness situation gets updated as well. But love all the support that everybody's been showing. Can't thank you guys enough for that, and really just appreciate that. I do want to go ahead and transition just a little bit and do something fun here, because I have talked at length about thechairshot.com and how much I love it, and I think you love it too. And if you don't, we can get you to the point where you do. But first thing I want to do is get you one of those Chair Shot t-shirts.
It's time!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the queen of soft style herself, Miranda Morales, co-host of Chairshot Radio and the host of the hashtag Miranda Show. And I'm here to tell you where you can find the best t-shirts around. Well, you can find them on prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. There you can find over 25 different styles, designs, and colors, all in support of thechairshot.com. Don't forget to pick up your Queen of Soft Style t-shirt, but also you can pick up the hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling, Baron Corbin Sucks, and the OG Chairshot t-shirt. So go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your very own t-shirt today. Again, that's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your very own Chairshot t-shirt. And don't forget, get it in soft style.
So head on over there, pick up one of those t-shirts, and as you know, we'll play commercials throughout these shows. We appreciate all of your support. I've said it before, but our numbers have gone up for Chairshot Radio and all of the shows as part of the Chairshot Radio Network. So I thank you for following along. Thank you for being a part of it. I can't thank you enough, honestly. I love the support we're seeing. I believe thoroughly in the content that we put out as part of the Chairshot and all the hard work that the fine folks here put in. PC Tunney, this is his brainchild, the daily format of Chairshot Radio. I've loved it so much, and so many things that we've been able to do is something that I really do enjoy. So what I'd like to do now is go ahead and kick it over to our first commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk and have some fun here as part of the Chairshot Radio Network on this edition of what? Of Chairshot Radio.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Right, so I want to bring to you our topic here this week. Now I'm really excited about this. You've heard a bunch of them kind of divvied throughout this show, and so I'm just gonna kind of jump right in and reveal. Obviously, we're here and we're talking about sound bites. Fun with sound bites is what we're doing today. And so what I want to do is play for you some sound bites and kind of explain where they came from and the story behind them and really just have some fun in everything that we're doing. So I've got a few in mind. As I see some others, they might jump out at me, but I really just want to kind of go through what those are. So I want to start off with kind of a newer classic as it was. It's a couple years old now, but it's a lot of fun and there's a good story behind it.
It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
The wrestling world has a love-hate relationship with Baron Corbin, and really they love to hate the guy, and he's such a great heel, does a great job as a heel, and one of the things that I decided to do back in the day was come up with a brand new segment of the Greg DeMarco show called Baron Corbin Sucks, and what we do is we play that, and then one of us would explain why Baron Corbin sucks. But here's the key behind that segment. It's not supposed to be long-winded or anything. It's literally supposed to be Baron Corbin Sucks, and we would do this, Patrick O'Dowd would do it, I would do it, and it would basically be like, we would talk about it, and we'd say, yep, Baron Corbin sucks, or hey, this just in, Baron Corbin still sucks, or anything that we can do to drive home the point that Baron Corbin sucks is something that we always love to do. So Baron Corbin sucks is that, but the thing about Baron Corbin sucks is that he doesn't just have an intro, he has an outro.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
One of the early t-shirts over at thechairshot.com or prowrestlingtees.com/t-shirt is the Baron Corbin Sucks shirt. And one of the things that brought me great joy is the fact that Baron Corbin himself, well, he's seen it. And he signed off on it. He loves it. He thinks it's great. And that's a sign of a good heel. So Baron Corbin will forever suck, but in all honesty, I absolutely love the fact that Baron Corbin sucks. That is our NHL hockey buzzer, and we introduced the buzzer about probably October, November of 2018. Myself and Patrick were doing the show, and Miranda Morales joined us as a guest, and then, as she likes to do, just basically refused to leave and stuck around and became a part of the show. And one thing that she'll even joke about at times is that she doesn't like to shut up. And likes to talk. And so I developed, after the first week of her being on, and decided, okay, we need a way to have some fun with this, and we need a way to cut her off when need be. And that way was the NHL buzzer. Now, we've incorporated a new buzzer at times. And we even have a buzzer associated with when we do the game show. But really, I mean, let's be 100% honest here. I don't think anybody would disagree. There really is one buzzer and one buzzer only. Now, there's some of these things that we put together are just for a lot of fun and things that have come up and we like to use over time. And so, and just as they come up in the world of wrestling and we continue to use. And one of them is this song. Now, when Dolph Ziggler came back, he cut this promo and started a feud with Kofi Kingston. That was way more entertaining, in my opinion, than many people thought. But the whole crux of this deal was that it should have been him, right? Everything that Kofi got, the big push that Kofi got, the love from the fans, whatever, it should have been Dolph. And somebody on YouTube, I don't even know who, put together this great song and that we snatched and have oftentimes used as a soundbite.
You got no choice, babe, but to move on. You know, there ain't no time to waste. You're just too blind to see. But in the end, you know, it's sure to be me. You can't deny. So just tell me why.
So much fun. And Dolph Ziggler gets it, and he knows where he's at in his career, and he's still making a hell of a lot of money for putting on a great show, and just love playing that soundbite whenever we can and getting a good laugh. It makes me smile every single time.
This is my yard now.
That, of course, is the voice of Roman Reigns. You know me, I'm a big Roman Reigns fan, now more than ever, as he himself also has chronic myeloid leukemia, and so kind of have that kinship towards him and everything that has gone on for him in his life and followed that closely and now even more so. That soundbite we like to play when somebody's taken over or maybe makes a salient point on one of the shows.
This is my yard now.
But you'll remember that came from the Raw after Mania, after WrestleMania 33, where Roman Reigns handed The Undertaker his second WrestleMania defeat in Orlando and came out to the ring and basically had about 7 minutes of boos and shut the fuck up and please go away on whatever chance, and he just soaked it all in and cut, you know, a 5-word promo that was more poignant than almost anything he ever did in his career until the recent iteration of Roman Reigns, and I loved it.
This is my yard now. Damn.
That next one needs no explanation. That's Ron Simmons giving us the damn, and we always find a good way to throw that in there into the show whenever we can and make some people laugh. So I played this one earlier.
And I love you, Greg.
During the introduction, and there was a time period on the Greg DeMarco show where women would come on, and it started with Boogie Nova, where she basically came in and did this whole big long spiel about loving me and then hung up. And it kind of went on from there. I've got some other ones, and this is Heather Lynn, who used to be on the show couple years ago, was on for about 2 years before she had to relocate, and one day to sign off, she dropped this one on us.
And I love you, Greg.
And of course, as everything else, that lives on in infamy. There's another version of that that was recorded by current NXT superstar Scarlett Bordeaux, who joined us maybe once every few months for a good few years on the Greg DeMarco show, and she was the author and inspiration for this one.
Greg DeMarco, I need you. I can't live without you. I want you right now.
And sometimes that would be followed by this, which is simply just the theme song for Truth Martini and the House of Truth, which has had Jay Lethal, Taylor Hendricks, Matt Taven, and so many others. And I mean, it's just a lot of fun.
It's time to get off.
Oh, So, of course, Truth Martini, he used to always talk about the hoopla and was always a lot of fun. We actually were supposed to have him on as a guest one time, and that didn't happen. And what we always had that continue to play throughout the program. Of course, is the Super Mario Brothers star. You get that star, you get to go crazy and be unbeatable for a little bit. I started using that whenever Patrick O'Dowd would go on some kind of tirade about something and would kind of play that as he went along. And usually that's how we interrupted him, gave him an opportunity to breathe and have some fun. So the Mario star, one that always also brings a smile to my face.
Take the fish.
Take the fish is one. So Rusev, back in the day, they did an angle with Rusev and Lana where Summer Rae got involved, and Rusev would call her Hot Summer and kind of put together some things for him that he put together some things for her, some gifts that he wanted to do, and one of them was a fish in a box. And so, and just the best part of it is what he would be, when she kind of had the shock look on her face, and he was just like, take the fish.
Take the fish.
And I just always, always loved that soundbite. So take the fish oftentimes made an appearance throughout the program. So I want to set up these next few. Interruption is something that we've always done in the shows. And so we've had a lot of different ways to interrupt people. We interrupt soundbites. We interrupt that. But back in the day when it was just Patrick O'Dowd and myself, there was really only one way that we would interrupt. Or that would be the interruptions, myself interrupting Patrick O'Dowd. And, well, here are some of the ways we like to do it.
Would you shut the hell up? Shut up!
Shut your dumb mouth.
Shut up!
And then we had some longer ones, and those are like the newer ones that replaced these, but we also had the originals.
It doesn't matter what you think!
And of course this one.
You know your damn role, and shut your damn mouth!
Earlier in the show, I interrupted or ended a song with this.
Fucking nerd.
Which is actually a t-shirt that's available at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And as my son, who's probably maybe 12 or 13 when we recorded that soundbite, just telling you to suck it, nerd.
Fucking nerd.
We also have this one, which is my daughter, who I don't know how, she didn't say this in terms of the actual wrestling term mark, but it came up and she said it. And so one time I recorded it and we'll play it on occasion as well.
Oh, hey, Mark.
And probably should use it more, to be honest with you. Like, whenever somebody says something marky on the show, this should be what we say.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Here's a personal favorite of mine that I've played throughout the years. And it comes from a website called Heelbook. And Heelbook made some really good videos. And one of the wrestlers that Heelbook loved was Dean Ambrose. And they would throw things for Dean Ambrose in some of their videos. And I caught this in one of their videos and ripped it and been using it ever since.
Dean fucking Ambrose.
I'm sure they're happy now about the success that Jon Moxley has gone to, but I will always be enamored with the Dean Ambrose soundbite.
Dean fucking Ambrose.
America, fuck yeah. So the movie Team America World Police is one that Patrick O'Dowd and I watched together. He had seen it before I hadn't, and as two very inappropriate best friends who talk and joke about things, I mean, that movie is chock full of stuff that we still recite to this day. And this is a kind of a throwback to that, and we always love to play. And when I guest hosted an edition of Pot is War, that was one of the things that Christopher Platt was actually asking for, was for me to play the America soundbite. Don't have the longer version at this point, used to, but it was always a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun to play that and put that in there as part of everything. So, quick commercial break coming here before I got a few more, and then we'll wrap things up.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
I mean, does that one need any explanation whatsoever? Greg's favorite professional wrestler in the entire world. One of the nicest human beings we've ever had a chance to speak to. Adam Cole has appeared on our programs twice. And one time was after his huge heel turn in Ring of Honor, joining Bullet Club. And he couldn't have been nicer, to the point where we had to question, like, why are you so nice if you're the, one of the biggest heels in pro wrestling right now? And I've always been an Adam Cole fan, always been an Adam Cole follower. I never expected him to go on the run that he went on as NXT champion. I'm so glad he did. I loved every minute of it. Over a year, it ended at the right time, started at the right time. And man, he was on top of the world. And if he were 6'4 and 250 pounds, he would have already main evented WrestleMania. He may not get there, but man, he's had a great career. And there are a few wrestlers that I will ever love more than Adam Cole.
Nice try, though.
Another one of those wrestlers, though, is another Adam, Adam Pearce. And Adam Pearce has been on our show 5 times. Of course, you see him now as WWE official Adam Pearce. But I had Adam Pearce the very first time on our show, thanks to his press person at the time, and Mark Kruskal. And Mark was nice enough to get us Adam. And then from there, Adam and I would communicate via email to come on the shows in the future. And of course, Patrick and I have both told the story separately on the airwaves and personally of the time where I sent Patrick the rundown for the show, but accidentally sent it to Adam Pearce, discovered on the air that Patrick didn't have it, and then got a reply from Adam Pearce that said, hey, I don't think this was meant for me, but when are you going to have me back on? That led to appearance number 2, which then led to 3, 4, and 5. Always really great, a great person to keep up with, and someone whose success I am so happy to see today. This came
nice try though
during his first ever interview, where Michael Ornelas, at the time at 411 Wrestling, was on with us, and Adam Pearce was not going to answer questions about being fired from Ring of Honor, and basically didn't want to throw anybody under the bus, and basically he what he was going to do was not answer those questions, not throw anybody under the bus. And of course, the question that Michael Ornelas asked was basically him trying to talk, get him to talk, say something bad about Kerry Silk in a Ring of Honor or anybody else he worked for. And Adam dodged the question very well and did a great job, professional job. And then of course said, you know, I know what you want me to do, and that's not what I'm going to do, but
nice try though.
And so we've always kept the nice try though around. Couple more, and then we'll end this one. And of course, there's plenty of time where we can do this in the future.
Dave, it's me, Dave.
That's a newer one. We would play a Dave Bautista commercial, and I don't know if I still have the Dave Bautista commercial, but it was just a lot of fun and highly entertaining. And we would play it during the show, and oh, I actually do have it. It's a responsible drinking commercial for Dave Bautista. Actually, it was responsible drinking. It's responsible for the coronavirus. Just listen.
Dave, it's me, Dave. I know you want to shimmy in the sun with all your friends, but right now, seriously, don't. Hang out from home, where pants are optional. You can do it for America.
good old Big Dave. And Dave put that on, and it was a lot of fun, and one that we love and play on occasion. So lots of great sound bites that are involved in the show, and ones that I really enjoy sharing and plan to share in the future. A couple longer ones. This, of course.
Yeah.
That is the theme song for one Jinder Mahal. If you don't know my history with Jinder Mahal, just go on Twitter and search Greg DeMarco, Jinder Mahal, and you'll see the tweets and how much fun they are and how much fun we've had with Jinder Mahal. I attached myself to him because I predicted he would get a big push when he did, and then it happened, and then he became WWE champion, which I never even expected myself. So loved what happened with Jinder Mahal and loved the fact that he got what he got, and so very excited about that, and something that I followed along with ever since then, and really am a big fan of the Jinder Mahal. So that's something that's always been a thing for me, and always something that I will follow along with and forever have kind of as part of myself and as part of my life. So a couple more.
You're welcome.
Damian Sandow, of course, we always use that whenever somebody does something or we do anything, we can always throw your welcome in there. Lots of fun. The Rollins laugh I used to use on the show. We had the one. We had one with 5 and one with 10. And we would just throw it out there because it's annoying, it's grating, and it is beautiful in every possible way. Seth Rollins as that cocky heel was just so amazing and his best character ever.
Yeah, you couldn't do it without me. Kobe, you can't do it without me. Kobe, you can't do it without me. Everybody, Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
That was one that I came up with when Patrick O'Dowd was on this kick about taking over, and I joked about him not needing me anymore and what he would do, and debuted that one as something he would say to me. That, of course, was Shaquille O'Neal cutting a promo during a battle rap about Kobe Bryant. I don't play it as much anymore since the passing of Kobe Bryant. Just an amazing individual and human being. And Shaq himself has talked about how they mended their relationship. So always a lot of fun to talk about Shaq and Kobe. And Kobe's someone that I have a lot of respect for and provides a lot of motivation for me and many other people. So if you thought that I was going to run down each and every soundbite I've ever had, well, that would take a while. And so for you,
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
But we will do this again in the future. And I do appreciate you listening and appreciate you being part of it. It's been a lot of fun. I've got plenty more soundbites to go. Don't worry about that. We will get more in the future and be a part of that. But for those of you who have listened, Chairshot Radio, my name is Greg DeMarco at Chairshot Greg. Please do follow along there at Chairshot Media for the Chair. Chairshot.com. Wrestling reviews, opinions, analysis, sports entertainment. Tune in tomorrow for Ray Cash and Mags, Friday for PC Tunney, Saturday for Andrew Belaz and Christopher Platt, Sunday for Patrick O'Dowd and Big Dave Ungar, Monday for PC Tunney again, and then right back around to me for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Tune in to Wednesday, which provides you with the Greg DeMarco Show, women's wrestling talk, and so much more. And then we continue to roll on Chairshot Radio again. Our numbers are up. I can't thank you enough for that, especially in this time frame. We do appreciate it. Until then, though, you know, you got a lot you can do with Chairshot.com and our network, so I appreciate you doing that. Follow me along social media, all my journeys, and until whatever you do next, just remember to do it one way and one way only, or do one thing while you're doing that, one thing only, and that is to always use your head.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and maybe satisfy me.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Aw, Puddin'.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.